Thank you for tuning in today to the In the Garden Ministries, home of Gethsemane Baptist Church and the live TV media ministry. Stay tuned for the In the Garden program. You are destined to be blessed today. Well, hello there, and welcome once again to the In the Garden program. We hope you're having a great day, and we pray God's richest blessings on you and your family today. Thank you so much for tuning in. We've got some things that will bless you on today's program. Newfound Road coming up in just a couple minutes with a song called He's My Rock. A little bit later on, it's another great song from Palmetto State entitled Everlasting Peace, and a brand new message on the way in just a few minutes from Pastor Carlton Duck entitled God's Final Forecast. We hope you'll stay right here and get a blessing. This is the radio ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia, just about a block off Lakeside Drive and just up from the main entrance of Lynchburg College. Sunday school begins at 10 a.m., morning worship service at 10:55, and our Sunday evening worship service is at 6 o'clock, and we'd love to see you come out on Sunday. We'd love to see you come back on Wednesday with the kids. It's Awana Clubs for the youth ages 3 through the teens on Wednesday nights at 6:45. A new book and a new look and a whole new attitude for the Awana Clubs, and your kids will be blessed to come learn about God at Gethsemane Baptist Church through the Awana Clubs. And, of course, there's the Wednesday evening worship service at 7 o'clock at what we like to call the church where the shout has not gone out, Gethsemane Baptist Church. And, again, we're located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia. You're welcome to come worship with us anytime or all the time. If you're looking for a church home, come give us a try. This is Newfound Road on In the Garden.
I recall a man named Job and how he lost all he had. The devil came against him and things were looking bad. Job fell to the ground and worshiped God that day. He stood upon the rock, what he lost was price to pay. Lord, you're the rock that I stand on when the ground underneath me rolls away. You're the rock that I lean on when the strength is given way. Lord, you're the rock that protects me from the trials of this dark and drear land. You're the rock that I stand on. I'm holding to your hand. The chief cornerstone. Lord, you're the rock that I stand on when the ground underneath me rolls away. You're the rock that I lean on when my strength is given way. Lord, you're the rock that protects me from the trials of this dark and drear land. You're the rock that I stand on. I'm holding to your hand. Lord, you're the rock that I stand on when the ground underneath me rolls away. You're the rock that I lean on when my strength is given way. Lord, you're the rock that protects me from the trials of this dark and drear land. That I stand on, I'm holding to your hand.
He's my rock. That's Newfound Road on today's In the Garden program. And we've got some more great music coming up for you a little bit later. Of course, a new message from Pastor Duck. It's entitled God's Final Forecast. That's on the way. And we'd like to encourage you to tune in to Alive TV on Channel 7 on Nesby Cable. That's our television ministry. You'll find Nesby Cable, of course, in Bedford County, Campbell County, in Appomattox, in the Pamplin area. And we hope you'll tune in and get a blessing right there on Channel 7. There's some great Southern Gospel music videos. There's devotion time with Pastor Duck several times each day, some new local preaching programs, and there's, of course, the In the Garden television program, which originates from right here at Gethsemane Baptist Church. And that's on every day, Sunday through Saturday from 6 to 7 a.m. So maybe get up early and start your day the right way with the In the Garden program on a live TV, Channel 7 on the Nesby Cable System. Time to go to the pulpit. It's a new message from Pastor Duck entitled God's Final Forecast on today's In the Garden program.
God's Final Forecast. When Daniel 12 tonight, and immediately Daniel starts talking about it. Let me just, before I start the scripture tonight, remind you that two books in the Bible that really go tonight cohesively together, you'll find the book of the Revelation, you'll find the book of Daniel. Tonight are two books that go cohesively together, and you can grasp tonight and see as God unfolds the prophetic plan of what's going to happen in the future, that you can see it come into reality as you read the pages of the Bible. And especially as you read the pages in Daniel and the pages of Revelation. Now the first thing tonight that Daniel says, at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. Realizing tonight, and I don't know if you've ever done much study on the archangel Michael, but Michael has always had an identity with the nation of Israel. It's like God has placed him as a watch care over the nation of Israel. So it seems like every time that you look into the prophetic truths of God's Word, and especially when you deal with the nation of Israel, it seems like Michael's name, the archangel of God, comes up. Then he said tonight, such as never since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time, thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. Now, what is that book tonight? We're going to talk about that. And talking about thy people shall be delivered. What is he speaking of? Realizing tonight that, and here we're dealing with periods of time that will happen after the rapture of the church has occurred. We're dealing with a period of time that will be 7 years in length. It's called the tribulation. And realizing that during this time and this season that the bulk of the people that are saved during the tribulation period will not be of the Gentile race. We are Gentiles tonight. But it will be of the nation of Israel. It will be of the Jewish people. And that tonight really, and you know tonight, as you look at the events that are taking place and have really become more prevalent in our society and in our reality, the terrorist events that we have seen occurred, and the reason that America has become targeted tonight by the terrorist activities tonight is because of an identification of with Israel tonight. And you understand tonight, that's why our nation tonight is being the target tonight, because we have been supportive and stood with the nation of Israel. But the Word of God tonight tells us that during that tribulation period, people will be saved. And I don't want to get ahead of myself here, but during the tribulation period, there will be 12 tribes, there are 12 tribes of Israel, and realizing tonight 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes, 144,000, will be preaching the message of not Judaism, but the message of salvation. And that message of salvation is the same message that we preach tonight, found in the Romans Road, found tonight in John 14 verse 6, and found tonight in wherever that the truths of God's Word is proclaimed, and that salvation tonight comes by the means of Christ Jesus. And so you realize tonight, those who will be delivered, the bulk of those who are delivered tonight during the tribulation period, tonight will be of the tribes of Israel, will be of the Jewish people. And so tonight, that's what David, or what Daniel rather here is speaking of, shall be delivered everyone that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame, and some or an everlasting contempt. There's coming a resurrection day. There's a resurrection tonight that will happen one day of the living that we know as the rapture. There will be a resurrection that we know as the resurrection of the dead. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars. Now I want you to note that tonight. And listen to this tonight. As the stars forever and ever. Now tonight there's something that I found in these scriptures tonight that told me just a little insight as to what God's trying to tell us, what we are tonight in Him. Stay tuned for it. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. We're living in the greatest increase of knowledge in this generation that there has ever been in history. Mark it down. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood another, two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on the other side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times, and a half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O Lord, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly. And none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, then shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth, and cometh to the 1,335 days. But go, listen to this 12th verse, this is powerful. But go thou thy way till the end be. What was God telling Daniel here? Go thy way to the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. May God add the blessing to the reading of His Word.
We'll have the conclusion of this message from Pastor Carlton Duck entitled God's Final Forecast coming up tomorrow right here on the In the Garden program. Please be sure to join us then. I know it'll bless you. And don't go away yet. We've still got some more blessings coming up on today's program. So be sure to stay right here. This is Palmetto State. It's called Everlasting Peace on today's In the Garden program.
Place where
everlasting peace. It's Palmetto State on today's In the Garden program. Thanks for tuning in. We really appreciate you being here. We hope you'll join us next time for the conclusion of Pastor Duck's message entitled God's Final Forecast. And before we go today, let me remind you to visit our website at www.itgm.org. It's short for In the Garden Ministries. And there's lots of ways you can be blessed when you visit the website. That's why we always try to mention it to you. For example, if you can't be in church, you can find out which folks you need to remember in your prayer life. And you can also take advantage of the prayer chain while you're there. That's a great way that you can be blessed and be a blessing to others. If you have prayer needs or prayer requests, or you know of someone who does, you can make those known right there on the website. And with a click, send them out to folks in their email who will get the message, and they will pray for that need. You'll be blessed that way. And you can submit your own email so that when other folks have prayer needs or prayer requests, you can pray for them because you'll get the message. So it's folks praying one for another. That's what it's all about. It's the prayer chain, and you'll find that and much more. In fact, pretty soon you'll be able to listen to this program, the In the Garden program, on the web as well as on the radio. So look forward to that. It's all at www.itgm.org, and we encourage you to log on and get a blessing. And we'd also like to encourage you to join us again next time right here for the In the Garden program. On behalf of Pastor Duck and the members of Gethsemane Baptist Church, we appreciate you listening to the In the Garden program today. If you would like to receive an audio cassette copy of today's message, you may do so by calling 845-8796 and leave a message or place an order on our website at itgm.org. Please come and be a part of the exciting worship at Gethsemane Baptist Church, located at 411 Blue Ridge Street near the main entrance of Lynchburg College. Also, tune into our media ministry of Alive TV, as found on Channel 7 on the Nesby cable systems. Please pray for us as we are praying for you. Don't forget, you can get our worship schedule and other information at 845-8796 or at our website, www.itgm.org. God bless you and shalom.